So while you're here, Holocaust Memorial Day is remembered every year on the 27th of January. The theme for this year is Don't Stand By. And this year we remember those who didn't stand by, for those who made a difference. Now for each and every one of us, we have the opportunity in our daily lives to not stand by. And you might have been aware of this morning some research that came out that said that 1 in 4 people have experienced hate crime. And it was sort of saying that of the people who've experienced hate crime, 1 in 4 people have witnessed hate crime. And for those people who have witnessed it, most people just stood by. Most people didn't make that difference. So for the people involved, the people who were persecuted by hate crime in the UK, they were saying that they just wished that somebody else had got involved and been on their side. So it's important for us to consider today the difference that we could make. We're going to start by showing a video which is from the Holocaust Memorial Day Trust, which looks at the Holocaust and also at more recent atrocities. This video is very much in keeping with the theme of Don't Stand By. So we're going to now play that video.
We soon worked out they were being targeted because of their race, and it became more violent, more severe. It was as if the whole population was blamed. I knew it was just a matter of time. Because I was young and healthy to work, I was taken to a camp. The conditions were appalling. The heat, no water to drink, no food to eat. Every day I would see other prisoners dying. I knew I had to get out. I managed to escape. And I ran and ran and realized that my uncle could help me. My uncle couldn't stand by. He gave me food and water and clothes. But I knew I couldn't stay. I would have been found and probably killed. I don't remember much about my journey. I was smuggled onto lots of different trucks. Eventually the truck doors opened. I was in London. And I was a free man.
Forbidden to marry non-Jews, to own businesses, and to live in certain areas. The Nazis used centuries of anti-Semitism as their foundation. Nazi persecution extended beyond Jewish people, political opponents, the Roma and Sinti people, disabled people, gay people, Jehovah's Witnesses, Freemasons, and black people were all targeted, and hundreds of thousands of people were murdered. By the end of the Holocaust, 6 million Jewish people had been murdered in ghettos, mass shootings, concentration camps, and extermination camps.
Isolating and even exterminating ethnic groups. I was taken away together with my brother and the rest of the villagers and During my stay in the Oyster camp, I was treated worse than a wreck. My life was worth less than life of a wreck. The worst aspect of being kept in the Oyster camp was the fact that the place was guarded by my former schoolmates, former neighbours, former policemen whose protection I relied before the war, and even former teachers.
But lessons remain unlearned. Genocide is still taking place today. Right now, in the Darfur region of Sudan, against a backdrop of civil war, and with the backing of the Sudanese government, members of the Arab population are currently persecuting black African farmers who they see as inferior people. To date, millions of people have been displaced, and hundreds of thousands of men, women, and children have been murdered in Darfur. On Holocaust Memorial Day, we have a chance to think about what we can do to put an end to persecution and discrimination.
My hope for the Holocaust Memorial Day is for the people to learn about the genocide so that it won't happen again.
There are more people who commemorate the Holocaust on Holocaust Memorial Day, the more awareness there will be of the dangers and the more people will learn.
I hope that the Holocaust Memorial Day can inspire people, especially young people, to understand that, you know, they can make a difference, that one person can make a difference.
I want to ask the young people, as they are the decision makers of the future, to learn the lessons of the past so that these crimes will never happen again.
Ideas, wish, and hope is for us to live in harmony, to respect each other, and learn to live and let live.
We all have the opportunity to use Holocaust Memorial Day to learn the lessons of the past to create a safer, better future.
Thank you. 1933. Adolf Hitler appointed Chancellor of Germany.
September 1935.
Nuremberg laws passed. Good morning, Mrs. Sprung. How's the family? You're looking well. Did you hear about the bounds? Haven't seen them. Wouldn't want to. Nice people. Quiet though. Disappeared. Even the children.
Not my problem.
Not just them. Half the street. Sent these to work. That'll teach him. With his smug little shop. When we're all suffering.
It's not my problem.
I'm sure they're fine.
It's not my problem.
It wouldn't do to seem too concerned, dear. It's not very nice, but what can we do?
It's not my problem.
Stop it! Leave her alone!
Why would you do that? She's disgusting.
My father says I'm inhuman.
Your father's an idiot.
Shut up, Jill.
Come on, Annika, I'm telling Grandmother.
And then she'll tell your father you're a Jew lover.
And then you'll get arrested. Your father arrests Mr. Robin and Mrs. Steiner.
So what's he going to think about you?
Leo, how are you? Listen, my wife sends this. It's not much, but we know things are difficult for you right now.
I appreciate it, but you mustn't. If anyone sees...
No one will see.
I really appreciate it. It's impossible to keep a little one fed. By the time we're about to go to the shops, everything's already gone.
Well, whatever we can do to help.
November 1938.
Kristallnacht.
There was a glow around the city. It seemed like everything was on fire. There were people, I mean, neighbours, friends, even family, running, giddy, part of a pack, smashing everything in their way. It's what the Führer wants, they said. I don't agree with it. Of course I don't. But I just wanted my family away from it. There were guns and people brawling in the street. No. Stayed at home, drew the curtains, and prayed it would be over soon.
I'll admit, I've never really known any Jews, or many in our part of Germany. I'll admit, I'm wary of them, all the stuff you hear about them. But it was exciting, glass smashing and flames leaping from the windows of the synagogue. But it made me uncomfortable. Not too uncomfortable. When my brother called me over to Luke the Taylor's, I joined him. There's no one in there. I wouldn't, someone else would have, so why not?
We'd known them for years. We were eating dinner in their apartment when it started. Loud thuds, people shouting, the smell of smoke and that word, Juden. I'm not proud of myself, but me and my husband ran as fast as we could until we reached our house. We hid there, sure that we'd hear that knock on the door. We didn't. People were probably too caught in the excitement to notice two cowards abandoning their friends. But if we had been caught, we'd be known to be associating with Jews, something we proudly announced until that night, when we realised how dangerous it was. The next day, our friends were gone, along with most of the street.
September 1941.
German Jews ordered to wear yellow stars.
Yes! Did you see that? Did you see that? I'll show you my impression of Hitler. It's so good. We'll basically do it with my friends over for dinner.
I don't want to see it.
Why not? Tony spits at everyone and makes me some ways after.
Stop it! I don't want to hear it. It's wrong.
Why?
Hitler does things that are wrong. My dad says it's really important. And we'll get into trouble if we don't do what he says.
Well, I'm in trouble and I've done nothing wrong.
My dad says I have to be careful.
Careful?
He says I can't be friends with you anymore.
What?
Look, it's not up to me.
What?
You're not to talk to me anymore.
You
leave me alone, Jew!
I saw Leo and Miriam today.
Oh. How are they?
Not good. They say the next roundup will be in the next few days.
It's only rumours.
These rumours keep turning out to be true, Dirk.
Well, do they not have a relative? Someone who can hide them?
Their family's already gone, and it's much too late to get papers. They'll never get over the border.
They're being taken to work. At least they'll be fed.
There is something we can do.
Leo and Miriam are both strong and can work, but the baby's so sickly. They hear that the children don't last long.
Hannah, what?
We could say that she's a cousin from the country, but her parents are dead.
Hannah!
She's blonde, no one would guess.
Hannah, you know these people even talk to Jews if we were found out.
Like you say, no one will ever find out.
How can you say that? I'm also a little bit bread, but doing this will put our children in danger.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Go to bed.
It's 6 o'clock.
Go.
You're talking about looking after next door's baby. We're not stupid. You're talking so loud, I bet Hitler could hear you.
Lisa, that's enough.
What? I'm just saying, I don't get why it's a big deal. We've got room for it.
Lisa, you're 12. You don't understand. Now take your brother and put him to bed.
That's not fair. Why don't you do it?
Go.
No, I won't. I'm not a baby. I do understand.
Lisa, don't talk to your father like that.
If it were me, or Henry, you'd want someone to take us, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
July 1941. Preparations begin for the final solution.
It was 50 minutes to pack.
wonderful performance that was by the young people. They're both poignant.